The nor'easter that hit the northeast yesterday and last night continues to impact our weather this afternoon. The storm is over Nova Scotia right now. It is weaker, so we're not looking at snow that is as intense as what we saw yesterday and last night, but we're definitely still seeing the influence of the storm with the scattering of snow showers and some accumulating light snow, gusty breezes, and temperatures that are quite cool for this time of year. And things aren't going to change much tonight, so the storm is in a bit of a weather traffic jam, so it's not moving very far, meaning our weather will pretty much stay similar. We're looking at plenty of clouds tonight, a scattering of snow showers, and even some accumulating light snow. Accumulations look to be fairly light in our valley locations. Accumulations will be a little bit heavier across the higher terrain. Also keep in mind that as the sun goes down, we lose the influence of the sun on the roadways. So even if the roads where you are not particularly slippery right now, they may become slick in spots heading into tonight. Temperatures drop to about 25 to 30, but the wind will make it feel colder as we go through the night. Coming up for tomorrow, that storm is still influencing our weather, so we're still looking at a lot of clouds tomorrow, a gusty breeze, temperatures are cold, only 30 to 35 degrees, and we keep in that chance for some snow showers or some light snow. We'll tend to favor the higher elevations tomorrow. It looks like the snow should be a little less widespread than what we are seeing today, but there's still the potential to pick up some additional accumulations of snow, especially in the higher spots during the day tomorrow. We'll keep that chance for mountain snow showers in our forecast on Friday. It's another cold day. In fact, it's colder on Friday, highs around 30. That's about 10 to 15 degrees below average for this time of year. It's cold again on Saturday, but the weekend weather looks pretty quiet. So even though it's going to be on the cold side, looks like a great weekend to get out, maybe hit the slope. So if you're a skier or a snowboarder, I have good news about that. And of course, we've had plenty of snow over the past week and a half or so. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, especially in the mountains, breezy, high 30 to 35. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, breezy, high 30 to 35. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with evening snow showers, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool, with a high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow showers, mainly in the mountains, breezy and cool, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with some mountain snow showers, breezy and cold, highs in the upper 20s to low 30s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny and continued cold with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.